This is Daily Discipleship. The devil is feverishly waging war against us. But why? Stay tuned as Leroy Imes provides an answer as we look at Exodus chapters 1 and 2. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Before we draw a lesson or two from these exciting chapters, let me encourage you to look for the person of Jesus Christ as you read the book of Exodus. There are perhaps more pictures of Christ in this Old Testament book than any other. Remember the words of Jesus to the Jews of his day? Had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. In Exodus, as we look at Moses' life, I'm sure we can all agree that he got off to a rather shaky start. There he is, floating around out there in the Nile River, in that little basket, at the mercy of the elements, the mosquitoes, the burning rays of the sun, and the chilly winds of night. Now, why was he there? What had happened to cause his mother to launch him off into the bulrushes? The simple answer is that Pharaoh feared these Hebrews who were tending their flocks in the land of Goshen. And four words give us the reason for his fear. They were fruitful, they increased abundantly, they multiplied, and they grew exceedingly mighty. The land was filled with them. And Christian, those are exactly the things that the enemy of our souls, the God of this world, fears today. Pharaoh took action to stop it then, and the devil will do all within his power to stop it today. Look at the early Christians. As long as they were sitting around praying and fellowshipping and meeting together in the upper room, even reflecting on the Word of God, the devil paid no attention to them. They weren't a threat to anybody. But when they hit the streets with the gospel, quite literally, all hell rose up against them. Because then the devil came and began to thwart their activities. But they were fruitful and increased abundantly. Christian, in your daily walk of discipleship, a fruitful life is a must. Why? Because if you simply engage in a steady intake of the Word, if you remain faithful in prayer but have no outreach and witness, your life can be like the Dead Sea. All intake with no outlet can make you stagnant. You and I must keep reaching out in witness, and when some respond, we must take whatever time it requires to help those whom we win to Christ become fruitful and multiply as well. Paul put it simply, "And the things which you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." When you win others to Christ, help them win others as well, who in turn repeat the process in the life of still others. The devil hates these things and will fight to keep you from them. But God will see you through, just as he did baby Moses. So until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes, encouraging you to reach out in witness, be fruitful, and multiply in the faith.
If you'd like practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful guide for your private or family devotions, plus practical insights from each day's Bible reading. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, from the backside of the desert, God calls his deliverer. On Daily Discipleship.